Hi, my name is Frank, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. So step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. And I'll just read the why we do step five from the big book here. We will be more reconciled to discussing ourselves with another person when we see good reasons why we should do so. The best reason first. If we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking. So, you know, they had experience with newcomers that came in and skipped this step, and they did not overcome drinking.
That's the one they skipped?
Huh?
That's the one they skipped?
That's the step they skipped, five, yeah. Time after time, newcomers have tried to keep to themselves certain facts about their lives, trying to avoid this humbling experience. So, this whole step is about humility. Because I'm now telling somebody else about all my deep, dark, dirty secrets. And if I don't want to do that, I want to carry them to the grave, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to end up in the grave sooner because I have skipped this step. So they tried to avoid this humbling experience. They turned to other easier methods. Almost invariably, they got drunk. Having persevered with the rest of the program, they wondered why they fell. We think the reason is that they never completed their housekeeping. They took inventory all right, but hung on to the worst items in stock. They only thought they had lost their egoism and fear. They only thought they humbled themselves. But they had not learned enough of humility, fearlessness, and honesty, in the sense we find it necessary, until they told someone else all their story. So this step is required for humility, and humility is the antidote to selfishness and self-centeredness. You know, if the root of our problems is selfishness and self-centeredness, humility is the antidote for that. So that's why this step five is so important, because it helps us to become humble. You know, if we don't tell someone our flaws, we'll think that we got rid of all these things, but you know, they're still there. We haven't really admitted that they exist even. So, now, there's a lot of discussion at this point in the big book about finding someone to share your fifth step with. And, you know, you can talk to priests or a friend or a therapist or whatever. And one of the reasons the big book was written this way was that when it was written, there were only two places where there were AA meetings. There was Akron and New York. Those are the only two places where there were any significant. I think there might have been a few recovered people in some other cities that had visited Akron and New York. But if you hadn't gone to Akron or New York, you weren't going to find recovered alcoholics. So they wanted this book to go out to the whole country and to the whole world, which means that people will be out there reading in Timbuktu about the program here, and they'll have no chance of having a sponsor anywhere near them or a meeting anywhere near them. So they would have to work the steps out of the big book, and then they would have to find someone to share this fifth step with. So I think that's one of the reasons that the book was written that way. So, of course, now what you do is you share it with your sponsor. And I don't know of anybody that I've ever heard of that didn't share with their sponsor, but that's what we do nowadays. And they also don't mention the word sponsorship in the big book. They use the word prospect 14 times in the first 164 pages. And there are a few stories that talk about sponsors, but those stories were probably added later. The first AA publication that used the word sponsor was a pamphlet that was published in 1944, which is 9 years after the founding of AA and 4 years, 5 years after the publication of the big book. So sponsorship didn't exist until after this had all been written. So the idea was that you don't have a permanent sponsor. The idea is that you keep going out and getting new prospects, that you're always getting new prospects, and that was the goal of it. So then this is telling us how to do it on pages 75 and 76. When we decide who is to hear our story, we waste no time. We have a written inventory, and we are prepared for a long talk. We explain to our partner what we are about to do and why we have to do it. He should realize that we are engaged upon a life and death errand. Most people approached in this way will be glad to help. They will be honored by our confidence. We pocket our pride and go to it. So, you know, pride is one of the selfish and self-centered things. We got to pocket our pride and go to it. Illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Once we have taken this step, withholding nothing, we are delighted. There'll be a sense of relief when you finish this step. We can look at the world in the eye. We can be alone at perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. You know, just about every step that you read in this big book, they talk about how when you've completed this step, you're closer to your Creator. You're closer to your spiritual experience. And it's true in every step. Every step that you take along these 12 steps here is bringing you closer and closer to that spiritual experience that is promised in step 12. The step 12 promises that spiritual experience, that spiritual awakening. So we feel our nearness to our Creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we begin to have a spiritual experience. That the feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly. We feel we are on the broad highway, walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. So again, you're getting closer and closer to that spiritual awakening with each step. Now, in the OAPP program, the way that you work this fifth step in the OAPP program is to share your inventory, those four sheets, or you know, multiple. You can have multiple pages. You're not limited to just get everything on one sheet. But you share that with your sponsor, and then you go and you follow the instructions in this paragraph explicitly. Returning home, we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour, carefully reviewing what we have done. We have a prayer here. We thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know Him better. Taking this book down from our shelf, we turn to the page which contains the 12 steps. Carefully reading the first five proposals, we ask if we have omitted anything, for we are building an arch through which we shall walk a free man at last. Is our work solid so far? Are the stones properly in place? Have we skimped on the cement put into the foundations? Have we tried to make mortar without sand? If we can answer to our satisfaction, we took step six. So the idea is to spend a whole solid hour alone at home reviewing our work. Did we skip anything? Did I forget about something that I should have put in my fourth step that I didn't share with my sponsor? And if the answer is that we're satisfied with our progress on those first five steps, then we can look at step six.